Nice Jetta.
Thank you.
The Jetta I'm getting into belongs to Carla Herber. She is an employee with the Seton Healthcare family, and she's worked in hospitals since she was a teenager. She completed her EMT training in her senior year of high school.
I'm very much a people person and want to nurture and want to care for people, and so this is my opportunity to do that.
Herber is working as a patient advocate in a new pilot program at Seton, a small team of medical and mental health workers focused on low-income patients who are at high risk of being readmitted to the hospital. The industry term for it is an extensivist care model. Today, Herber is going to pay a visit to one of those patients. We park outside an affordable housing community in South Austin, right next to I-35, and we go inside and we meet this guy.
Ari Rose, pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
32-year-old Ari Rose moved here a few years ago from California. Last March, he went on a harrowing journey that began with a visit to the hospital.
I went in for pneumonia. I had thought it was due to quitting smoking, and I was really just drowning in my own fluid, so they instantly admitted me. So
Rose was recently diagnosed as HIV positive. After about 10 days in the hospital, he was starting to feel better when things went downhill.
My lungs collapsed. I'm not 100%. That's where it gets a little foggy for me as far as the information goes. But my lungs did collapse. I was put on a respirator, and I was put on a machine called ECMO, which oxygenated my blood, took all the blood out of my system, oxygenated, and put it back in.
By the time he was released, Rose weighed 90 pounds, and he was in a wheelchair. He didn't have a lot of money, and his medical care was being paid for through something called the Medical Access Program, or MAP. That's run by the Travis County Hospital District, Central Health, and it provides health coverage to low-income people who are not eligible for Medicare or Medicaid. But MAP would not pay for Rose's HIV medication. That's where Herber stepped in.
They were not going to discharge him from the hospital without his HIV meds, so that was a whole day process of getting all of his medication, coordinating all of his equipment to get the wheelchair and the oxygen and all of that ready, because he needed all of these things before he could leave the hospital.
The extensivist team followed up with counseling, weekly check-ins, helping him get to his doctor's appointments, gave him some taxi vouchers.
Help me get back on my feet and do it myself, which is amazing.
This pilot program is called Seton Total Health Partners. And they're not doing it just to be nice. The extensivist model is actually one of several ways that hospitals are responding to a new regulatory environment brought about in part by the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare.
What we constantly talk about is the goal is to spend $2 million to save 20.
Dr. Mark Hernandez is an administrator at Seton. He says they save money by getting patients to their doctor's appointments and getting them their medication so they don't wind up being readmitted or just showing up at the ER.
The emergency department care is expensive, so that's a large cost in itself. Even if they don't get admitted to the hospital, there's quite a bit of money that gets charged and never collected around emergency department care. It's an expensive way to provide care.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services began charging hospitals last fall for patients who were readmitted within 30 days of being discharged. And the federal government is also penalizing and rewarding hospitals based on patient satisfaction. Eric Thomas is a professor at the University of Texas Medical School at Houston. He says people who work in healthcare have always wanted to do this kind of thing, but the financial model hasn't been there to support it. And while that's changing, hospital administrators still face a careful financial calculation.
For the hospitals, it's hard to know if they win financially or not. I mean, they want their beds filled, right? And I mean, the more patients that they have coming, the fuller the hospital, the more money they make. So now they're trying to get in the business of keeping people out of the hospital. And so, you know, there's a bit of a financial balancing act there.
At this point, Seton's pilot project only works with a small segment of the low-income population. Some people who have health insurance but could still use the help wouldn't qualify. But for now, people like Ari Rose can access some support, and people like Carla Herber can have more access to patients and resources to treat them. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.